Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Programs versus people. The last several times I've asked clients what they're doing to make workers safer, they answered with a list of safety programs. There's an underlying assumption that programs can shape people. While training, meetings, onboarding, and communication are definitely influences on people's behavioral choices, they're far from the only ones. I've witnessed situations in which such programs were doing mortal battle with the workforce, the culture, production pressure, and other powerful daily factors which influence workers to take risks. The poor programs were outnumbered and overpowered. These other influencers were not being addressed in the safety efforts except through trying to strengthen the programs. The recent emphasis and popularity of focusing on safety culture is in part an admission that people-to-people influences are important and must be addressed. However, most organizations attempt to improve the safety culture by using what? More programs! Again, this assumption that programs shape people and even the way people shape each other. Many organizations are attempting to program the seeds of culture while ignoring the climate and chemistry in which they want the seeds to grow. Exactly the opposite approach is what most often brings success. People respond to the environment in which they work, which includes physical design, leadership, supervision style, respect for lifestyle issues, and being treated like an adult. For a brief moment, forget what your program should be and focus on what your people should be. What influences will make them feel good about becoming such a person? And how can you create these influences in your organization?
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.